It's Joe Hurd.
Good morning.
Hey, you need to get a new picture for your column there in the Altoid tabloid.
Yeah, you look too serious.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I thought maybe it was because that picture was taken 30 years ago.
and the look on your face says, what in the world am I doing here?
Well, you know what? I've asked that question more often than not. I've had a lot of other people ask that question, too. What is he doing here?
Okay, so we'll ask it. What are you doing there?
You know, some days I actually know, but most days I'm kind of flying by the seat of my pants.
Well, you know, that's what we do here every day.
Yeah.
We fly by the seat, and we never know where it's going to land.
Well,
yeah. You know what? That's kind of comforting sometimes, though, because you really don't want to get into that.
When you the other thing is, Joe, when you fly by the seat of your pants, nobody knows if it's right or wrong.
That's true.
You know,
right.
It's like,
what does it even mean to fly by the seat of your pants?
So now I'm going to let's get to this controversy about these tuxedos here.
Oh, my.
What's up with that? You know, what are you trying to become a Freddie Blassie here, a fashion plate? What?
No, I'm not. And like most people, I'm probably not as comfortable in a tux as I am in a pair of jogging shorts or something like that.
I think most people can identify with that.
Yeah. Who came up with this tux idea anyway?
I don't know, but you know what? The tuxes aren't so bad, but it's the shoes.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
They are the worst.
The first time I wore a tux was in 10th grade to a prom, and I bought a pair of shoes to go with the tux at W.T. Grant's in the...
All right. Downtown?
Yeah. No.
This was shopping center days.
Shopping center.
Okay.
All right. $1.79.
Whoa! And, now the shoelaces are $1.79 each.
Yeah, I tell you, that was those shoes were the most uncomfortable shoes I've ever worn. To my surprise, because I thought that was back in the 1970s.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Joe, maybe. This should give you a whole new appreciation for what women go through. Because I'll tell you what, how they deal with the high heels and all of that is just beyond me.
Yeah.
I see that, and it's like, that hurts sometimes just looking at them, trying to, especially someone who doesn't dress up a lot and wear high heels for women. You can tell because it's like they just went out and bought a pair of stilts.
Yeah.
They're trying to walk on a pair of stilts. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
But, you know, your story about the shoes for the tux, sometimes the male half of the population gets theirs, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the only time I can think of that discomfort was the order of the day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, tuxes aside, Joe, what's happening since the last time we talked to you?
In what regard, Rich?
Whatever you want.
You had the Orange Barrels guy speak at Breakfast Club last week. How'd that go?
Yeah, Vince Greenland, excellent speaker. Vince is a sharp guy, and PennDOT, I think, made a good choice making him the district executive. And,
mm-hmm.
He gave a good overview of all the discomfort that people are likely to suffer. You know, when all the barrels get where they're supposed to go, and I don't know how the road crews, and right now I came in from my YMCA workout this morning. Doesn't that sound a little pretentious? Like this guy's probably running 50 miles in the morning. I came in and I had to walk the last three blocks because my road in Frankstown Township is being paved this morning.
Ah.
So I couldn't get through with my car to my driveway. So.
Well, you know what? Our interviews with you very seldom have a theme, but today our interview with you has a theme, and here it is. mean, uncomfortable shoes, barrels on the road, torn up sidewalks.
Running 50 miles.
Yeah.
Well, you've had a busy morning.
My poor life.
Well, Joe, we're into the summer months now, and, you know, school's out. You know, the kids are all out for the summer. We talk about them quite a bit during the year with all the different programs and activities that come from the chamber. So what does this time of the year feel like for you?
The gala. The gala's this week.
Yeah, I gotta survive the gala.
Oh, do you mean you have to get tight shoes again?
Yeah.
Well, I may not even wear shoes this time.
No, Joe, you can't do that. Now, you can't go Beverly Hillbillies on them.
Hey, you just played me a hee-haw song. I can. I guess that puts me in a category where I can pretty much do anything.
Well, yeah, just make sure you tie that string around your belt loops tight. Well, talk about the gala.
Yeah, well, if I knew what this was going to be like, I would tell you everything I could.
But, okay.
Since it's the first one ever that the organization, and I realize...
Oh, well, okay.
We've only actually been in operation as an organization for 126 years. We were bound to do a gala at some point, right?
Yeah. Well, I hope so. So this is the first one, but you got a lot of awards you're going to be handing out.
Yeah, we got some... all the awards that we give during the entire year, from the ones at our annual meeting to our Hall of Fame luncheon to, you know, we're giving them all in one night. So people are going to get the full benefit of...
Is this going to be televised?
Recognition. I'm not sure. I think maybe...
Maybe recorded and played back.
Yeah.
Okay.
For who? I don't. That's boom.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah. Your mic. Your mic needs.
Yeah. Now you can hear me. You'd be surprised at the people that would watch. I would probably I had that particular distributor, I'd probably watch it.
Yeah.
It won't be on the Dish.
Yeah.
Not much is on Dish.
Well, you know, I would watch it just on the premise that award shows are always pretentious, you know, especially when they come from Hollywood. You know, if it's Golden Globes and Academy Awards and everything, they're so pretentious. You know, so I'd just check in to see if the chamber was being pretentious.
We would be very humble and low-key.
You're not going to have any of that Will Smith slapping, are you?
No, I'm not sure. Well, I don't know.
Could you see somebody from the chamber coming up and slapping Joe?
No, I could not. He has all friends. Yeah. He doesn't have any enemies.
Oh boy. I wish that was true.
Oh, my goodness.
Everybody who's not getting an award will be looking for me.
Well, it's not your fault. It's not like you picked them out of a hat.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's true.
It is true.
Well, the gala is, Thursday, right?
Thursday night.
At the convention center.
5:00, and if you don't have, if you haven't made reservations yet, you better do that quickly, because we've got a big crowd coming, and we're not taking any walk-ins. You know, the walk-ins for some of our other events, people have gotten into the habit of waiting to register for these things and then showing up, and just in case they don't show up, they don't have to pay. All the people who have been a little tricky over the years are now going to meet their demise.
Wow. Okay. So what color tux are you going to wear?
No tux for me. No tux.
No zoop for you.
Okay.
No tux. I'm sure that there will be people there that will wear tuxes because they feel that a formal event requires that. But, my tux days are pretty much over until, I don't know, maybe till I get called to the great beyond, they might.
There you go.
Kind of sound like UC Soros there. where he's on that commercial and goes, no goals. No goals. And
no tucks.
No tucks.
No tucks. No tucks. Suit. No tucks.
By the way, never say the chamber doesn't plan ahead. A big event is coming up November 9th. And
that's
the dodge and dive thing.
Oh, my goodness.
That's at Building 2. I happen to be at your Facebook page here, and I'm sitting here, and it's like, wow, they're really on top of it. They're promoting out November events now.
We did that event last summer at the at Lakemont Park.
Uh-huh.
You talk about competitive. I mean, who would think that dodgeball would be, you know, a live and die type of an event?
It's all because of that darn movie.
You think so?
Yeah, that popularized dodgeball in a way that was, we all knew about it because it was an elementary school thing, you know.
I'm more inclined to believe it was the excessive alcohol that caused it.
Oh,
well, that too. That could have fueled the rage, I guess, or the ray, the wave.
We'll be a little more careful this year when we.
Okay. So you're actually going to play dodgeball at this event. You going to be in it?
I haven't thought that far ahead.
Okay.
November.
It's 9th. November. Yeah, I'm not thinking that. I'm not thinking that far ahead as far as tomorrow goes.
Me too. I'm trying to get through the week.
So remember, drink a lot of water.
Yeah, this is gonna. Yeah, you're right.
We just got to be careful.
A little warm out there.
We
all got to be careful on a serious note.
I was running 50 miles this morning.
You won't be walking 50 miles the rest of the week.
Yeah, I won't be driving 50 miles.
Oh, well, is your air conditioner broke?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay, Joe. Well, as always, our time goes very quickly when you stop by, but in kind of a lull right now with chamber activities. But
We made relatively no progress this morning.
We do know that you're not wearing a tux.
That's it. If that's what you got from this entire discussion, it's more than we usually
That's
get.
What we got.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Hopefully your gloom, despair, and agony ceases here.
My affect is already heading upwards. So.
Joe, that was just a little tongue-in-cheek for our pleasure.
I'm going in and buy a new pair of shoes at W.T. Grant.
Good luck. Yeah, let us know how that goes, how that turns out.
Hey, if they don't have any, I heard Murphy's has them.
Or don't try Woolworths.
Or Kinney's. You could go to Kinney's and maybe get those.
Yeah, so Super Shoes.
Yeah, Super Shoes is still there.
As good as gold.
Or you could go downtown and see Mo.
Yeah, or Jaime. Is Shulman still open?
Wow, boy, I tell you, we could have stories on that. We could talk a whole show on that subject alone.
Yeah, we could. Yeah. All right. Yeah,
well, someday you may need Jaime to replace me in the early morning.
Well, that would be quite interesting.
Yeah,
it would be, but I'll bet he'd be up to the challenge.
He's got a perspective that I unfortunately don't have. So
Jaime does have a perspective, but he's loved by many.
He is.
He's quite a guy.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, thank you, Joe.
Guys.
All right.
Bye, Joe.
In 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
Yep.
Catch you then.